奉主耶稣圣名正道，就是 Holy Name of Jesus Christ。 在社会上，我们常常可以看到各种各样的慈善活动。
You can see different charitable organizations or groups in society。
这些活动的名称都不一样。
And they have different campaigns or different names to their different campaigns。
因为主办的团体或者是单位都不同。
This is becauseThey are organized by different charitable groups or organizations.
基督教也有举办各种的慈善活动。
Christian groups have also set up their charitable organizations.
其中一个活动就是名叫做打光送炭。
There is one group that named itself Sending Coal.
还有发出光啊，打光，发出光。
Shining forth the light bearer.
意思是说，为这个黑暗的世界打出一点的光。
The reason for naming their group that is that they want to shine forth the light into this dark society.
为这个冰冷的世界发出一点的热。
And they want to send some warmth into this cold place.
让世间仍然感觉到温暖。
So that people can still feel warmth in this world.
让人的心里面仍然感到有希望。
Giving people hope in their heart.
这是好的。
This is good.
那我就在想，要送什么炭才能够真的对我们的灵性有所造就呢？
I'm thinking to myself, what kind of coal should they send in order to bring edification to the spirit?
因为一般的慈善活动目的就是要筹钱在肉体上给他们保住和温暖。
Most charitable groups, they try to raise funds to help people physically.
但事实上更重要的问题却是我们人生命跟灵性的问题。
What is more important to consider is things concerning life and things that are spiritual.
所以我们要送什么样的炭才能够对我们的灵命、我们的灵性有所造就呢？
What kind of coal should we send in order to bring edification to the spirit?
我在圣经里面只想到有三种的炭。
From the Bible, I can think of three types of coal.
也许你会想的比我更多。
Perhaps you may have more in your mind.
如果能够的话，那就请告诉我，我可以讲送炭 part two.
If you have more points to share with me, I can continue with a part two to this sermon.
那第一种炭就是送血中炭。
The first type of coal is a coal in the coal.
请看撒母耳记下。
Let us turn to Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下十七章。
Second Samuel chapter 17.
我们读二十七节到二十九节。
Let us read verses 27 to 29.
好，我们读二十八跟二十九节。
We shall read verses 28 and 29. Second Samuel chapter 17, verses 28 and 29. Broad beds and basins, earthen vessels and reeds, barley and flour, parched grain and beans, lentils and parched sheep, honey and cups, sheep and sheep of the herd, for David and the people who were with him to eat. And they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness.
这里记载当大卫逃亡的时候
When David was fleeing
他的好朋友巴西莱就带了这一些东西来给他
His good friend Basileel brought these things for him
当时大卫的儿子为了得到权力和地位而背叛了他的父亲
At that time the sons of David betrayed him because they wanted to usurp the throne
他的好朋友为了他的利益他也出卖了他的这个大卫。
His good friend for his own benefit, he also betrayed David.
他是一个聪明的人。
He was an intelligent man.
他去分析现在的局势。
He analyzed the situation at that time.
大卫已经失去神的恩典。
David had lost the grace of God.
因为他犯罪了。
Because he had sinned.
他也失去人们的尊重。
He also lost the respect of people.
因此他想到这个局势对他不利。
When he saw that the situation was not in favor of David,
因此他就投靠亚沙龙，把他的出生入死的好朋友大卫出卖了。
He pledged his allegiance to Absalom and betrayed his good friend David.
所以你看大卫在这个时候所要面对的现实是多么的冷酷无情。
At this time, David was left out in the cold, and there was no one to help him.
但是大卫的内心并不冷的。
But the heart of David was not cold at all.
因为他有人送他雪中炭。
For people actually sent coal to him in the cold.
这里所记载的每一样东西都并不是很名贵的东西。
The things brought to him were not valuable items.
但是对大卫来说，这却是最珍贵的一种温情。
But to David, it is the most valuable form of friendship.
这代表了他朋友对他的了解和信任。
It represented the understanding and trust of his friend for him.
他不能够在国家大事上或者他家庭的问题来直接帮助他。
Perhaps the friend were not able to help him. In terms of his the affairs of the country of or his own family.
但是在他生活的需要，在他流浪生活里面所需要的，他都替他打点送给他了。
But the friend had prepared everything needed for his livelihood.
我们都有送礼。
We give gifts to others.
可是你送什么礼呢？
But what kind of gift do you give?
你为什么要送这个礼呢？
And why do you give this present?
送礼本来是一件好事。
It is a good thing for us to give presents.
表示我们对对方的尊重，或者表示我们对对方一种的关怀。
It shows our respect for someone or our care and concern for that person.
或者是一种的感激。
Perhaps we give gifts as a form of gratitude.
这都是很好的。
All these are with good intentions.
不过现在却变成一种相当复杂的一种的礼节。
But giving of gifts has become quite a complicated formality.
有时候甚至变成一种的交际。
Sometimes it is merely for the sake of, or it is an expected gift of social interaction.
而更让人家伤心或者害怕的，它甚至变成一种的手段。
What is perhaps more frightening to the giving of gifts is that it becomes a means to an end.
但是送炭就绝对没有这种的意义存在。
But when you send coals, you do not have all these kind of ulterior motives.
送炭是一种的道义。
Sending coal represents a form of loyalty.
一种的怜悯。
A kind of mercy.
一种甘心的付出。
And it is an offering, a willing offering.
希望在寒冷中的人能够得到温暖。
You hope that those people who are out in the cold will receive some warmth.
所以我们说锦上添花小人心，雪中送炭君子情。一个人已经很富贵了，很平安了，你还送礼物给他，是多余的，好像锦上添花而已。
When a person is peaceful and wealthy, you present gifts to him, this is actually superfluous.
你还要这样去做是为了什么呢？
What is your purpose of doing that?
那有许多就是在寒冷在饥饿中的人。
But there are many people out in the cold and they are suffering hunger.
为什么不见得你去送给他呢？
Why don't we see you giving them gifts?
所以只有真正的君子，他们才会雪中送炭。
A true gentleman will know how to send coal.
好像这个巴西来。
Just like this 巴西来。
当大卫做王的时候，
When David was king,
他没有到王宫去找他。
He did not go to seek favor from David.
他不需要锦上添花。
There was no need for him to be present there.
可是当大卫落难了，
But when David was in affliction,
他就挺身而出，
He came forth to help,
来支持来帮助大卫，
To offer his assistance and help.
而且更重要的，这完全处于一种的真心，没有要求什么回报的。
And his action showed true sincerity without any hope of repayment.
所以当大卫解决了他的问题，他重新回国做王的时候，
When David's problems were solved and he was restored as king,
当然他最感激的就是巴西来。
The person he was most grateful to was 巴西来。
所以他要求巴西来跟他一同回王宫。
He wanted 巴西来 to be with him in the palace,
让他来服侍他，好像儿子服侍父亲一样。
So that he can serve Barzillai just as a son serving the father.
但巴西来怎么对他说呢？
But what did Barzillai reply?
我们看十九章。
Let us read chapter 19.
34节。 到三十六节
verses 34 to 36。
巴西来对王说
Barzillai said to the king，
我的名字还有多少呢？
How long have I to live？
我现在已经是八十岁了
，and now 80 years old。
我还能够赏出什么美味来吗
？What else can I taste? What I eat and what I drink？
我还能够听什么男女歌唱的声音去享乐吗
？Can I hear any longer the voice of singing men and singing women？
大概我只能够这样增加你的累赘。
Perhaps I will be a burden to the king。
那又何必呢
？So why should I？Be there.
他只要求一件事
He just wanted one thing.
36节说
Verse 36 say
仆人只要送王过夜胆河，王何必赐我这样的恩典呢？
Your servants will go a little way across the Jordan with the king. And why should the king repay me with such a reward?
这就是一个真正的君子。
We see a true gentleman here.
这也就是我们所谓的好朋友。
And he can be our good friend.
雪中送炭。
The person who gives us coal when we are out in the cold.
而没有要求任何的回报。
And he did not take any form of repayment.
我们常常听人家说世态炎凉。这个世界我们所得到的态度哈，有时候好像太阳那么热情炎热，而有时候好像北极的冰这么样的寒冷。
The feelings we have when we live in society is that sometimes we experience a lot of warmth.But sometimes we are left out in the cold.
我们也说人情淡薄。
We also say that human relationships are just hanging on a thin line.
有时候我们还听人家说什么落井下石啦，过河拆板啦，拆桥。
Sometimes we are even paid out or sabotaged by others.
所以我们听到这一些话，我们真的是感觉到很失望，也感觉到很伤心的。
These are words.And after hearing them, we feel very sad and disappointed.
人真的就是那么样的无情、忘恩负义的吗？
Are people so ungrateful?
但我们所听到的就是这样。
But these are the things that we encounter.
其实我们听错了。
Actually, we are mistaken.
听错并不是说没有这样的事情。
We are mistaken, not that these things did not occur.
这些事情都是事实来的。
All these are factual events.
但是另外有一个事实。
But there's another truth.
其实人间仍然有许多的温暖的。
There is still warmth in this world.
仍然有人在暗中送炭。
There are still people who send coal.
就好像大卫王一样。
Just like David.
他面对的的确是无情无义的。
So he met with adversity and people did not show him any favor.
但真的通通都是这样吗？
But were all people like that?
如果真的是这样，大卫就没有希望了。
If that were the case, then David was left in a hopeless
situation. 他的心就冷了。
His heart would be cold.
但是他的心仍然是温暖，仍然充满着盼望。
But then David's heart was still filled with warmth and hope.
因为仍然有一些是好朋友，仍然有一些是真君子、敬畏真神的人。
For there were still true friends to him, and there were still true gentlemen who were God-fearing.
因此，我们看到这两种的情形。
When we see these two situations,
我们要成为哪一种人呢
？What kind of people do we want to belong to?
这就是一个很重要的问题了。
This is an important question.
虽然这个世界是魔鬼掌握
，even though the world lies under the sway of the devil.
虽然这个世界有一天要毁灭
，even though the world will one day be destroyed.
但是我们千万不要搞错。
But let us not be mistaken.
这个世界仍然是天父的世界。
The world is still the world created by the Heavenly Father.
这个天父仍然是爱这个世界的。
The Heavenly Father still loves the world.
所以他在这个世界里面拯救那一些虔诚相信他的人。
And he would want to save those God-fearing people who show reverence.
要见证什么呢
？And what?Testimony is there.
见证神的存在
To testify the presence of God.
见证神的怜悯
To testify the mercy of God.
神的救恩
The salvation or the saving grace of God.
那我们这一些人就是神的见证人
We are all witnesses of Christ.
我们要见证这个世界仍然是有神的恩典仍然是有真情的
We want to testify of the grace of God in this world and that there is still sincerity in this world.
所以我们基督徒不应该好像世上人一样那样的忘恩负义纵欲妄义
Christians should not be like people of the world who are ungrateful who seek after their self-interest and benefits.
我们当然不需要敲锣打鼓去表现我们的慈善活动
Of course, we need not blow the trumpet to show off our charitable deeds.
我们的确需要像巴西来一样。
We must be like Brazilian.
当人需要的时候
，when there is a need，
在饥饿的时候
，when people are hungry，
孤单的时候
，in hunger in loneliness，
我们应该给他的支持，给他安慰，给他鼓励。
We should give them support.Comfort and encouragement.
让人间感觉到这个世界原来还是有温情的
，so that people can still feel warmth in this world.
我们可以仍然继续有希望
，so that people can still live in hope.
这不是很好吗
？Isn't that good?
美国有一次有这个脚车的拍卖会
，there was once an auction for racing bikes in the U.S.
好多大大小小的脚车在拍卖
，and there was an auction for all these.Different types of racing bikes.
那每一次每辆脚车拿上来拍卖的时候
，whenever a bicycle is taken out for auction，
最先出价的总是在前面的一个小孩子。
The person who first offered the bid is a young child in front.
那他每一次出价都是出5块钱
，and every time he placed a bid of $5.
然后又看到别人用20块、30块、40块啊，把脚车买去了。
And he saw others giving higher bids of $10, $20, $30, and as a result, he lost out to them.
那每一次都是这样。
And this happened over and over again.
所以拍卖员也很奇怪。
And the auctioneer was surprised.
那拍卖暂停休息的时候，他就走去问他。
And when there's an adjournment of the auction, the auctioneer went to him.
他说：“小朋友，你既然这么喜欢脚车，那为什么你不出高一点价钱呢
？”So little child.Since you like the bicycle so much, why don't you offer a higher bid?
他就把手打开来给拍卖员看，我只有5块钱。
And he showed the auctioneer that he only had $5.
那拍卖员也没有办法。
The auctioneer could not do anything.
那么拍卖会又继续开始了。
And the auction resumed.
那么这个小孩子又是第一个出价的。
And this child will be the first one to place the bid.
又是出价5块钱。
And he gave the same amount, $5.
然后大家都知道那个结果，又是给人家以40块、50块拿去了。
And you all know the outcome that other people with higher bids will take away the bicycle.
不过这个时候，整个会场的人啊，都发觉到这个小孩子啊。
But at this time, all the people present noticed this child.
所以有一些人就开始同情他。
And some were sympathetic towards him.
那后来有一辆又破烂的脚车拿来拍卖了。
Later on, there was an old broken bicycle that was taken out.
他又出价5块钱。
And he offered $5.
那么大家都想，就让他得去吧，就没有人出价了。
Nobody placed a bid for that bicycle because they wanted to let him have it.
不过另外有一个比他高一点的大男孩哦，他出8块钱要把他拿去了。
But there was an older lad who offered $8 and took the bicycle.
这个小孩子差不多要哭了。
This child wanted to cry.
不过没有办法，这是拍卖会啊，价高者得。
But he couldn't do anything because the highest bidder will get the item.
所以拍卖会仍然是继续这样拍卖下去。
And the auction continued.
那最后剩下最后一辆了。
And they were bidding for the last bicycle.
而那一辆是最好也是最棒的一辆。
And that was the best bicycle present for the auction.
那这个小孩子都已经差不多失望了，他连抬头都没有抬起来，小小声说5块钱。
The child was on the verge of giving up his the hope of owning a bicycle. He was downcast, but he raised his hand and said $5.
拍卖员没有再唱价，就静静站在那一边。
And the auctioneer did not ask for another bid.
那么会众大家也通通站在那一边看着这个小孩子。
And the people present stood silently looking at the child.
没有一个人出声。
Nobody said anything.
也没有人举手要出价。
Nobody raised a hand to place a bid.
拍卖员赶快把握机会，连唱三声，然后就大声宣布，这辆脚车就属于这个小朋友的了。
And the auctioneer quickly closed the view and said this bicycle now belongs to the child.
这个小孩子多么的高兴。
And the child was indeed happy.
赶快跑上去交5块钱给拍卖员，把那脚车拉下去了。
He quickly ran up and gave $5 to the auctioneer, and he took the bicycle.
每一个人都鼓掌.
Everyone was clapping for him.
这个小孩子脸上流露出那一种从来没有看到的那一种灿烂的笑容.
And the child manifested on his face such a countenance that was not seen before.
也许有人就想, 这么美丽的脚踏车, 何止5块钱?
Some people may reason, how can such a good bicycle just value at $5?
但是大家想到这个小孩子这么样的开心,
but when everybody saw the joy on the face of the child,
他还会骂自己怎么这么市侩呢?
They rebuke themselves, how can they be so mean?
我这样子想,
I'm thinking,
在我们的生命当中,
in our life,
除了我们一直想要胜过别人, 超越别人,
apart from thinking or being victorious over others, to excel over others,
或者有时候想要压倒别人,
sometimes we want to tread down others.
除了这一些以外,
apart from this,
你可以不可以有时候想一想, 我们也可以成全别人的,
can we sometimes think that we can also give way to others?
让人家有一点的温暖, 有一点的快乐, 不是很好吗?
Isn't it good for us to give way so that they experience a little warmth and joy?
甚至我们压倒了他, 超越了他, 那又怎么样呢?
So what if we are victorious over them?
或者我们也想一想,
perhaps we may also think of this.
这个小孩子也给我们上了一个很宝贵的一课,
the child has given us an important lesson.
他没有失去希望,
he did not give up hope.
也许他要失望了,
perhaps he was on the verge of disappointment.
但是他告诉自己,
but he said to himself,
不要那么快的埋怨,
do not murmur so quickly,
不要这么快的放弃,
do not give up so easily.
甚至到最后明知道不可能的,
and even to the point where he knew it was near impossible,
他还是小小声地举起那个手说5块钱,
but he still gave a soft bit of $5.
虽然是很微薄的希望,
even though it was just a very, he had only had a glimmer of hope,
但这也是一个希望,
but that is also hope.
他终于得到了,
and finally he received.
有时候是不是因为我们不能够坚持我们的盼望到底呢?
Sometimes is it because we are not able to persevere in our hope?
也许如果我们再忍耐下去,
perhaps if we had endured a little longer,
我们再继续的盼望下去,
if we had hoped a little longer,
盼望拯救就来到了,
and hope and deliverance will come to us.
可是如果我们在这个时候就放弃,
but when we give up at this point,
我们就埋怨,
we start to murmur,
我们的心死了,
our heart is dead,
那一切都没有了,
then we lose everything.
因此我们不要那么快的埋怨,
so let us not murmur so easily,
我们也不要那么快的失望,
let us not be give up hope easily.
这个世界仍然是天父的世界,
the world still belongs to the heavenly father.
这个世界上仍然有许多敬畏神爱神的人的,
there are still people in this world who love God and who fear God.
也许那一些冷酷无情的事情写得太多,
perhaps there are so many cold-blooded incidents recorded,
让我们有种错觉, 以为这个世界就是这样的,
so that we have the misconception that the world is actually like this.
其实真的吗?
But is that true?
现在很多人打抢, 上电梯就打抢, 可是你有被打抢吗?
Though there are so many robberies, especially lift robberies, but were you robbed in a lift?
在我们这里有没有1%呢?
Over here, is there 1% of you who have been robbed?
都没有啊,
no such cases.
这不证明了这些事情其实上是很少的吗?
So isn't this evident enough to show that it is just the minority of cases?
这个世界仍然是有希望的,
the world is still full of hope.
让我们充满着这一种的信心和盼望,
let us have this kind of faith and hope,
将我们就会有勇气来继续去爱,
then we will have the courage to continue to love,
我们就能够送血送炭,
then we will be able to send cold to people out in the cold,
让大家感觉到温暖,
that people can experience warmth.
第二种炭就是炉中炭,
the second type of coal is coal in the furnace.
请看箴言17章,
Proverbs chapter 17,
箴言17章,
Proverbs 17,
第3节,
verse 3, Proverbs 17, verse 3, the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart.
炉中的炭火, 目的就是要炼净这个金子, 让它成为宝贵的金晶,
The fire in the furnace is for the purpose of refining the gold so that it becomes pure gold.
正如同神要熬炼人的心，让人的心成为清洁、公义、正直的。
Just as the Lord tests the hearts of men to refine men to have a pure and upright heart.
可是这一切都必须经过炭火的熬炼。
But to achieve the result, we must first go through the furnace of fire.
但是我们人总不喜欢经过这一种的熬炼。
But we do not like to go through this kind of refining.
我们喜欢听一些甜甜蜜蜜的，我们也喜欢吃甜甜蜜蜜的。
We like things that are sweet to us.
虽然我们明知道这里面有很多是虚情假意，但是我们还是听得很高兴，吃得很快乐。
Even though sometimes we know that these are merely sweet talks and flattery.But yet we indulge in them.
那么劝诫我们或者责备我们的话都是不好听的。
Words of rebuke, words of admonition are not pleasing to our ears.
也是很苦的。
And they seem to be so bitter.
但是我们知道这一些是诚实的忠告，是对我们有益的。
But we know that these are sincere advice that are good for us.
可是我们会喜欢接受吗？
But do we like to hear them?
我们不喜欢听的。
We do not like to listen to them.
有时候为了表现君子的风度，我们勉强听下去了。
Sometimes in order to show ourselves to be a gentleman, we continue to listen.
不过听到脸黑黑的。
But we are so black in the face.
旁边的一看就知道，赶快走开，下马下马，要不然就会撞板了。
People looking at our countenance, they know that we are not pleased, and they quickly stop the conversation.
所以这个现实造成啊，人人都不敢送这一种炉中炭，人人只是送命就好了。
Reality has taught us a lesson, and many people do not dare to be this kind of the coal in the furnace.
真心话就放在心里头好了。
Just keep your true feelings in your heart.
说出来。让大家都脸黑黑，那又何苦呢？
When you pour your feelings, people will be displeased, then you rather not do so.
对，越来越多人不敢讲真心话。
There are more and more people who do not dare to bear their soul.
在齐国有一个人叫做周忌。
In the country of Qi, there was a person by the name of 周忌。
他是一个美男子。
He was a handsome man.
不过城里面有另外一个人叫做许。他也是一个美男子。
There was another handsome man, 许公in the city.
既然有两个美男子，就想要比较谁才是真正的美男子。
Since there were two handsome men, they wanted to compare who is more handsome.
其实两个美男子，大家都是双赢，不是很好吗？
If there are two, isn't good to say that there are a pair of handsome men?
可是人就是这样，是啊，但是谁才是最美的美男子呢？
But people like to compare, and they want to find out who is more handsome.
所以他就问他的老婆。
And he asked his wife.
我比较英俊呢，还是许公比较英俊？
Am I more handsome or the other man, 许公？
老婆对他说：“老公，当然你是最英俊啦。”
The wife of course will say that husband, you are the most handsome.
他就问他的仆婢。
And he asked the servant.
仆婢也是很高兴地告诉他主人：“当然你是最漂亮的啦。”
Because the servants will also say that, Master, you are the most handsome.
刚好他的朋友来拜访他。
There was a friend who visited him.
啊，那谈完公事以后，他就谈私事了。
And after discussing about business, they talk about things personal.
老兄，坦白地告诉我，我比较英俊呢，还是许公比较英俊？
My friend, can you tell me whether I'm more handsome or the other man, 许公？
当然是你了，许公算得了什么？
Of course you're more handsome. What is 许公？
这些都是甜甜蜜蜜的话。
All these are sweet words of flattery.
但是周忌他心里明白。
周忌 knew in his heart.
其实自己知道自己的事的。
He knew his own affairs.
所以有一天他碰到许公。
One day he met 许公。
他真的仔仔细细地把他从头到脑都看得很清楚了。
And he scrutinized him from head to toe.
按照他的良心说话。
And he spoke according to his own conscience.
许公是比他更英俊的。
许公 is more handsome than I.
但是为什么我的妻子、我的仆婢、我的朋友，个个都说我比许公英俊呢？
But how is it that my wife, my servants, and my good friends said that I am more handsome?
他 分析的结果。
After his own analysis，
我的妻子她爱我啊，不想让我伤心，自然就会偏袒我了。
My wife loves me. He does not, or she does not want me to be disappointed, and therefore she would side me.
那我的仆人他们怕我炒他鱿鱼，当然要讲我的好话啦。
And of course, my servants are afraid that their two words will cause them to be dismissed from their job.
那我的好朋友，虽然我叫他坦白说话，但是他也是很坦白的。如果说实话的话，他所求的东西，我怎么又会帮他呢
？And my good friend will say it because if he does not praise me, then I would not fulfill what he wanted.
所以虽然他听了很多甜甜蜜蜜的话，但是他并没有因此昏迷在里面或者陶醉在里面。
Though he listened to the different sweet talk, but he was not convinced.
所以他说起来还是一个值得我们去学习的人。
And he was still clear-headed, someone whom we can learn from.
因为很多人投机在甜甜蜜蜜的话，根本都不会去思想这些话是真的还是假的。
Some people indulge in words of flattery, and they do not know whether they are genuine words.
不是他不会思想，他怕思想划定真相以后自己伤心。
It is not that they do not have the mind to think of the truth.But rather, they avoid thinking in order not to be disappointed.
所以他永远陶醉在甜蜜的话语里面。
Therefore, they are always indulged in sweet words.
也永远有这些甜蜜的话来奉承给他。
And there are always words of flattery for them.
大家都在甜甜蜜蜜里面就好了。
As long as everyone lives in sweetness, then it is good.
可是今天你敢吃甜蜜的东西吗？
Today, do you dare to eat sweet things?
我们都不敢呢。
We do not dare to.
这么美丽的巧克力。
You look at the beautiful bar of chocolate.
这么多钱
，and it costs a lot.
那一看到我们的肚子，我们只好忍痛放在一边了。
But when we look at the pouch we have, we would rather put them aside.
我们都知道这一些甜蜜的东西对我们身体根本是不好的。
We know that those sweet things are not healthy for us.
你有勇气拒绝这一切
？If you have the courage to reject this,
那对我们灵性不好的这一些话。不好的还要去送命呢。
And how is it that we know that these are not genuine, but we still send it to others?
送炭才是好的。
What is good is to send coals.
尤其是炉中炭。
Especially coals in the furnace.
能够炼净它的污秽。
It is able to refine and purify them.
能够帮助它的灵性。
Able to help his spirit.
这是重要的。
This is important.
需要我们大家来赠送。
We need to.Present these as gifts to people.
请看箴言的二十七章
，Proverbs 27,
第五节
，Verse 5
跟第六节
，Verses 5 and 6. Verses 5 and 6. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
卑鄙的爱情，你会渴慕吗
？Do you want love that is carefully concealed?
连连亲嘴，但事实上却是在心里面是你的仇敌，你会高兴吗
？Will you be happy if you receive kisses not from a friend but from an enemy？
我们不需要这种虚假的爱情。
We do not want this kind of deceitful love。
我们需要当面的责备。
What we need is rebuke in our face。
能够改善我们，能够洁净我们。
Rebuke that will help us. Rebuke that will purify us。
我们俗语有一句话说啊。
There's a proverb that goes,
及时一针可省九针
A stitch in time saves nine.
当然一针见血是痛的
Of course, a stitch may cause pain.
但是痛一下子总好过痛一辈子啊
But the pain is temporary and it is better than one that is permanent.
当面的责备的确让我们难堪
Open rebuke sometimes causes us to lose face.
朋友家的伤痕也让我们觉得痛苦
The wounds of a friend sometimes, is painful for us.
但这一切却是为了要帮助我们、造就我们、让我们进入更完全的一个地步的。
But they are meant to help us, to edify us, so that we reach a more perfect level.
你要痛一阵子呢，还是你要痛一辈子呢
？Do you want temporary pain, or do you want pain eternal?
你要羞耻那一分钟，还是你要永永远远都让人家在背后羞辱你呢？
Do you want just the embarrassment for for a short moment, or do you want people to always behind your back humiliate you?
当面的责备不会超过一个小时的啦。
Open rebuke definitely will not last more than an hour.
其实有谁在你的面前当中一个小时这样责备你呢？
Is there anyone who rebuke you for one whole hour?
就算听道理，你听到责备的道理，也没有整个小时都是责备的话嘛。
Even if you hear a sermon of rebuke, you do not have it for the whole hour.
那只是那段时间而已。
It is only for that short moment of rebuke.
如果你不要，
If you do not want,
真的你要人家背后一辈子这样的来羞辱你，在取笑你吗？
And you want people to mock and humiliate you behind your back.
所以我们要做一个送炉中炭的人。
We must be people who send coals from the furnace.
我们也要做一个肯接受炉中炭的人。
We must also be people willing to accept the coals from the furnace.
请看撒母耳记下的十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 15.
十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 12.
我们读第七节。
Verse 7. Then Nathan said to David, You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul.
Nathan 就是送炉中炭给大卫。
Nathan presented coals from the furnace to David.
所以 Nathan 是大卫的好朋友。
And Nathan can be considered to be a true friend of David.
只有真正的好朋友才会送你炉中炭的。
Only a true friend will give you coals from the furnace.
而难得的是大卫也有这种勇气来接受这一种的炉中炭。
And what is hard to come by is that David had the courage to receive the coal from the furnace.
所以第十三节记载。
Verse 13 records.
大卫对拿单说， David, 我得罪耶和华了。
David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord.
拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪。
And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin.
你不至于死， you, 但是你行这样的事，你会得到神的刑罚。
You shall not die, but because of this deed, you shall be given, you shall be chastised for it.
罪的可怕就是在这里。
This is the fear or the terror of sin.
你可以得到神的怜悯。
You may receive the forgiveness of the Lord.
但是那个罪的破坏跟那个刑罚，你却是要去承担。
But you have to bear the terror, the consequences of the sin.
所以有些人说，哇，信耶稣真好，我们犯罪了，耶稣会赦免，什么都解决了。
Some people claim that it is good to believe in Christ. As long as we believe in Christ, whatever sins we commit, the Lord will forgive.
真的是这样吗？
Is this true?
你大火烧掉了。你玩火，火烧掉你的屋子了。
You play with fire and your house is burned down.
爸爸当然是原谅你了。
Of course your father will forgive you for that.
可是今晚要住哪里呢？
But where are you going to have a head? Where is shelter for your head tonight?
明天要住哪里呢？
Tomorrow where are you going to put up?
你要重新建立一个家园并不是容易的。
It is not so easy to set up a new home.
你可以得到原谅。
You can receive forgiveness.
也真的是原谅。
And truly you are being forgiven.
但是那一种痛苦，那一种却是要去承担了。
But you have to bear the pain that comes with it.
所以我们不要犯罪。
Let us not commit sin.
我们就需要有人在还没有犯罪的行动之前，就已经有人家帮助他、提醒他、阻止他。
We need people to come and prevent others before they engage in the action of sin.
好像拿单来阻止大卫是已经迟了。
Just as when Nathan came to David, he was already late.
但总好过没有。
But it is better late than never.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为大卫还不会醒悟。
Because David was still not awakened.
犯了罪已经是一个错误，而犯了罪还没有醒悟，这是更大的错误。
It is a sin, or it is a mistake not to realize the sin you have committed, or it is a mistake to commit a sin, and it is a greater sin not to realize your mistake.
大卫已经输了，但是拿单不要他完全输了。
David.had stumbled, but Nathan did not want him to fall flat.
他帮助他，希望他能够反败为胜。
He helped him so that he can gain victory out of this defeat.
这样的人真的得到神的祝福。
This type of person will surely be blessed by God.
所以神赦免大卫的罪。
God forgave David.
我们真的需要有拿单这种的朋友。
And we need to have friends like Nathan.
不过 我们送血通炭要有技巧。
When we send coals from the furnace, we need to have skills.
如果没有技巧，会烧到你的手的。
If you're not skillful, you may burn your own finger.
所以拿单责备大卫之前，他先讲个故事。
Before Nathan, advised David, he gave him a story.
大卫听到都很生气，怎么有这样的人
？And David was so unhappy that such a person exists.
这个人是该死的。
This person ought to die.
拿单看见时候已经成熟了。
When Nathan saw that it was the right time.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你就是那个人。
He said, you are the man.
我想我们要注意到这一句话。
We must take note of this phrase.
我们都已经有那一种智慧来去灵巧。
We have this wisdom to discern.
所以我们常常是点到为止。
Very often we know when to stop.
我们让他自己去发掘。
We allow the person, we give the person some room to discover.
这不是说送炉中炭要有技巧吗？没有技巧烧到手的。
So this goes to show that we need to be skillful when we offer the coal from the furnace, otherwise we may burn our own fingers.
但是技巧确实要有一个很清楚明白的目标。
But such techniques.Comes with a true understanding of your objective and your goal.
如果拿单没有对大卫说，你就是那一个人。
If Nathan did not tell David that you are the man,
他只是讲了这个故事，让大卫自己去明白。
He merely tell him the story and allow David to understand the teaching.
我就到这里为止。
I will just stop short here.
剩下的你自己去想啊。
You will have the rest to ponder about.
我想大卫还是不会醒悟的。
I believe David will still not be awakened to his sin.
因为他讲这个人是该死的。
Because he said this person ought to die.
他没有怜悯的心肠。
He did not have a heart of compassion.
但是他没有想到就是说他。
But he did not realize that it was referring to himself.
他还以为他的国中还有什么人是这样的可恶的呢。
He thought that there are such people in his country.
既然目标没有达到。
Since he did not reach his target,
既然目标不清楚
，since he did not, he was still not clear in his goal.
那要进一步的说明清楚，那的确需要很大的勇气了。
And for him to go one step further to make it clear, he needed courage.
拿单就是有这种勇气。
Nathan had this courage.
你就是那个人。
You are the man.
所以我们不但要有这种智慧来灵巧。
Not only do we need to have such wisdom,
我想大家都有这种的智慧。
I believe all of you have this wisdom.
但是我们更缺乏的就是这种勇气。
But what we lack is the courage.
没有这种勇气，只有智慧，你有什么大帮助的
？What is of help if we have the wisdom but not the courage?
我们还以为是讲别人呢。
We may still think that it is referring to others.
怎么有可能是我呢
？How can it be me?
我再讲最后一种的炭。
I shall touch on the last type of coal.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
二十节。
Verse 20. Romans chapter 12 verse 20. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head.
第三种要送的炭就是头顶炭。
The third type of coal that we send is the coal on the head.
把炭火堆在他的头上，这不是把他烧光他的头发吗
？So if you heap coals of fire on the head of a person, won't you burn his hair?
有人这样解释。
Some explain it this way.
他说这就好像古代埃及人一种赎罪的仪式。
It is just like a atoning ceremony in ancient Egypt.
犯罪的人他要认罪赎罪，那就把炭火啊放在他的头上。
A person who has committed sin and wanted atonement, he will place the coals on his head.
让他一方面感觉到难受，当作惩罚；一方面让他表示一种真正的悔改。
On one hand, he will feel the discomfort because of the heat. On the other hand, he is showing his sincerity of his repentance.
那有人说有一个更好的解释，那就是古印第安人那一种饶恕的仪式。
There's also another explanation concerning this verse to say that it comes from the practice of the Indians when they
饶恕的意思。
When they want to show that they have forgive others,
当他们发生了争执，大家坐下呀、来谈判。
When they had a conflict and they want to resolve the conflict, they will gather in a group and sit down.
那么谈判的结果，大家都同意了。
And after the discussion, everyone will come to an agreement.
我接受他的认罪。
I accept his apology.
然后我就在炭火旁边把那些灰啊拿起来，就这样放在他的头上。
I will gather some ashes from the fire and will put it on his forehead.
他就默默地接受。
And the person will silently accept this.
那表示我们的恩恩怨怨就已经化成灰了。
This shows that all our disagreements and rivalry has come to an end.
从此我们不再记恨，也不再报复。
In the future, we shall no longer hate each other or seek vengeance for each other.
啊，这两个都是可以作为参考的啦，都很有意义。
These two explanations can be for your reference.
保罗的意思就是说
，What Paul meant was.
我们的仇敌对我们不好。
If our enemies are mean to us,
但是当他饿了，当他渴了，我们还是一样的帮助他。
But when they are hungry, when they are thirsty, we offer them help.
我们这样做就会让他良心责备。
If we do so, their conscience will rebuke them.
他会感觉到很羞愧。
They will feel ashamed.
我这样的对待他。但是他仍然那么样好的对待我。
I have given him bad treatment, yet he has treated me well.
不但不记恨，不报复。
Not only did he not hate and revenge against me.
当没有人给我吃来帮助我的时候，就是他来帮助我。
When no one came to help me when I'm hungry, he came and helped me.
所以他的心里会很难过，很难受的。
In his heart, he will feel very uncomfortable.
这就好像把炭火放在他头上一样。
This is just like placing coals on his head.
这是更高一层的功夫啊。
This requires a higher level of spirituality.
你以恶报恶，也许你把他打伤了，你吐了一口气了。
If you repay evil for evil, you may be able to hurt him and vent your anger.
但是只是伤害他的肉体而已。
But you merely hurt his physical body.
他心里的仇恨更加的深啊。
But in his heart, there will be deeper hatred.
什么时候又轮到他来报复你呢？
When is the next time when he has the opportunity to revenge against you?
你胜了，可是你能够安心吗？
You may be victorious over him, but are you able to have peace?
你时刻刻要提防这一个敌人啊。
You always have to be alert and guard against this enemy.
所以保罗说，
Paul says,
你不要为恶所胜，你反倒要以善胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
你消除了内心的仇恨。
When you overcome the evil from your heart,
你让他感觉到羞愧。
When you allow the person to feel ashamed,
从此以后，你不但没有了敌人，你反而增加多一个朋友。
Not only will you lose an enemy, you will gain one friend.
就算不是好朋友，最低限度他不会伤害你了。
Even though he may not become the best of your friends, but at least he will not bring harm to you.
你就真的可以安心了。
You will be able to have peace.
所以在我们信仰生活里面，
In our life of faith,
如果有人让你生气，让你失望，
If there are people who have angered you or who have disappointed you,
这就是你要送头顶炭的时候了。
It is a time for you to heap coals of fire on his head.
不过要送这一种炭，真的先要有宽大的心胸才可以啊。
But we need to have the magnanimity in our heart in order to heap coals of fire on others' head.
有一个大学的教授对这一些毕业生演讲。
A professor was giving a speech to the graduating students.
他对这些大学生说，
And he said to the graduates,
要每一个人像你们有这一些大学问是不可能的。
It is not possible to expect others to have the great learnings that you have.
但是要每一个人都有大的心胸，这却是可能的。
But it is possible for everyone to have a heart of magnanimity.
我认为大心胸比大学问更重要。
I feel that a magnanimous heart is.More important than great learning.
因为大学问常常会带来大的烦恼，大的斗争。
great learnings can bring you great trouble and great strife.
可是大的心胸却会带给我们真正的和平和安乐。
But magnanimity of heart can bring us peace and joy.
他的结论这样说。
And in his concluding words, he said,
你们看
，Take a look.
海阔任鱼跃，天空任鸟飞，大丈夫不可无此度量。海那么宽阔哈
，The ocean is so vast.
里面有各种各样的鱼
，There are different types of fish in it.
海任凭他们怎样去跳，怎样去游。
And the ocean will allow the fish a lot of room to maneuver.
天空很多的飞鸟
，And there are so many birds in the sky.
有一些是规规矩矩的，但是有一些是乱来的，横冲直撞的。
Of course, there are different types of birds. Some are more ferocious than others.
但是天空都任于凭他们自由去飞翔。
But the sky is so wide that they are able to fly freely.
他说，大丈夫就应该要有这一种海、天空这一种的度量。
A true gentleman must have the magnanimity of heart, just as vast as the ocean and as wide as the sky.
让他们怎样的跳，让他们怎么样去游。
No matter.How they fly or swim,
我的心都可以容纳他们的。
Our hearts are able to give them the room to maneuver.
所以人家说，大海之所以为大，因为它无所不纳。
The reason why the ocean is so vast is because it can receive anything.
你看，全国各地大大小小的河流、小川、小溪，河水通通都流在大海里面，它通通都照收的。
Look at the ocean receiving the water from the different lakes, rivers. It is able to receive them all.
所以，如果我们心很烦，我们的心很闷
，If our heart is troubled,
真的，我们去观看大海会有帮助的。
It is good if we can look at the sea, and it will be of help to us.
尤其我们做一个基督徒
，especially for us Christians.
我们还记得荷花问造物主的话吗？
Can we still remember what the lily spoke to the Creator?
云对荷花说
The cloud said to the lily,
我有一大片天空自由飞来飞去
I have the white sky for me to roam about.
鸟对荷花说
The bird said to the lily,
我有整座的大山
I have
给我自由的想住哪里就住哪里
I have a big mountain for me to set my nest on.
可是你荷花只有小小一小堆泥土
，But the lily is confined to a small puddle of mud.
你的天地就是这么样的狭窄
，Your area is just so limited.
荷花差点要哭了
，The lily wanted to cry.
所以他对造物主说：“为什么我的天地是这么狭窄呢
？”And the lily said to the Creator, "Why do you create me with such limited?" Areas to maneuver.
为什么不让我也像飞鸟一样有翅膀，想飞去哪里就去哪里，去英国也好，去美国也好，去澳洲也不错。
Why can't I be like the birds, able to fly to different parts of the world?
造物主就对他说
，And the Creator said to the lily,
他说孩子啊
，My child,
虽然你限制在这小小的范围
，Even though you are confined to a small area,
但是你可以把天地一切都容纳在你的心里面呢、啊。
But you are able to accommodate everything under heaven in your heart.
荷花好大吃一惊，有这样的可能吗
？And the lily was surprised and said, "Is that possible?"
造物主对他说
，The Creator said to it,
我造的心是最特别的。
The heart that I have created in you is the most unique.
它可大可小
，It can be big or small.
这个心可以大到把天地包括宇宙啊都包含在里面的。
The heart can be so big or so large that it can accommodate the whole universe.
不过它也可以小到哈，连一根针啊都吃不进去的。
But it can be so narrow, so much so that even a needle cannot be pierced through.
我们真的连一根针都吃不进去吗
？Are we people who cannot even receive a needle into our hearts?
有些人是不能够的。
Some are not able.
你的话真的是一针见血，我怎么能够接受得了？
Your words are like needles piercing into my heart. How can I accept it?
不是真的，你一根针都吃不进去吗？一句话而已都听不进去。
We cannot allow a single word to enter our heart. Therefore, it is just like not able to allow a needle into our heart.
要做什么大丈夫呢
？How can we be a gentleman?
要怎么样的快乐呢
？How can we be joyful?
要怎么去包含和饶恕呢
？How can we be forbearing and forgive others?
求主耶稣帮助。
We pray that the Lord Jesus will help us.
让我们心胸可以宽大。
So that we are able to have the magnanimity of heart.
让我们心里面可以享受真正的平安和快乐。
And then we will be able to truly receive joy and peace.
这三种看是很重要的。
All three types of calls are important.
不过事实上我还想到有一种看。
Actually, I have thought of one type of call.
那就是属于神的看。
It is the call from God.
还记得吗？
Can you remember?
以赛亚看到神的荣耀。
When Isaiah saw the glory of God,
他就感觉到污秽了。
He felt his uncleanness.
那么天使就拿一个炭，烧着的炭，去沾染他的沾他的嘴唇，洁净了他。
And the angel took a burning coal and touched his lips, and he was purified.
这是神的炭。
This is the coal of God.
这是圣灵的能力。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个炭不能够送的。
This type of coal cannot be presented as a gift.
没有任何一个人可以送这个炭给你的。
No one can give this coal to you.
只有主耶稣，我们的神，他才可以送给你的。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ, the true God, can give it to you.
所以我没有把它包括在这个送炭里面。
Therefore, I did not include this in my sermon.
那是要你自己向神祈求的。
It is a call that you need to pray to God for.
你求到了，你就有福了。
When you have prayed for it, you will receive blessing.
但在我们信仰生活里面
，In our life of faith,
血中炭
，We have coals that are out in the coal.
炉中炭
，Coals in the furnace.
还有头顶炭
，Coals that are heaped on the head of others.
这是我们所缺乏的。
These are coals that we are lacking in.
真的盼望我们能够多多赠送。
We hope that we can all present these calls as gifts.
那我们就真的是有福了。
Then we are truly blessed.